So, Stewie, what are you having for your tea?
Well, we didn't really make any plans for today because on a Wednesday, today's obviously
Oh.
Wednesday, Shelley goes to bingo with a ma, so we all normally have an early tea.
Right, Bentos pie.
Oh, out of a tin. You can't beat a pie in a tin.
So
So
go
we
on to.
normally just, it's normally just something out of a cardboard box, straight into the oven. But Becca has literally just rang 10, 15 minutes ago saying when she comes home from work, she feels like a McDonald's, so shall she treat us all to a McDonald's?
Oh, she's got something to tell you.
Oh no, don't be saying that.
She's treating you. Oh,
I
shit.
know. Yeah. Did you enjoy your dad? Right, got something to tell you. Don't
So.
put that in my head. Because she wants to go because there's a new apparently there's a new burger come out this
Oh,
week.
okay. Fair
A
enough. Fair enough.
Philly cheese
Oh,
steak or something.
right. I've had a Philly cheesesteak in Philly.
I bet that's better than this tripe we're getting tonight.
And we got it delivered off Uber Eats in case we got shot. Oh,
That's what we're having a Mackey's tonight, so not major tonight.
so what we're having? So, wifey is doing parents' evening. So I thought, what's nice? So we watched the Lodge guys, and they're in America now, and they've just discovered powdered mash. Now we had powdered mash in the 80s, smash mix mash, yeah. But they're in America and there's all these cheesy ones and herby ones and all this. And they're like, oh my God. And what they do is they get that like Boussin cheese, Boussin, the garlicky French thing.
Houston, yeah.
And they fold that in, which you can do with any mash, obviously, but they folded it in. This is on their vlog. And I'm just like, and they're going, oh my God, this is so amazing. We're going to smuggle this back into the UK like that. And they put it on their Facebook group going, oh my God, this mash is amazing. And then everyone on the Facebook group was going, you can get it in Sainsbury's, Bellends. So I thought, Kerry's in work. She's going to come in. She's going to be ravenous. What's a quick, nice tea? So what I've done is I went and bought the mash. Before I left the house, I chopped up a full onion, put some gravy into the slow cooker with the onion, went out, bought some Cumberland sausages, done them in the air fryer,
Oh, you dirty boy.
threw them in the gravy, put through
Oh.
some chopped mushrooms in as well. And then I've just bought a bag of carrots, which I've peeled, chopped fat, boiled for about 10 minutes, and then put them in the gravy as well.
Okay.
So we're having powdered mash with Boussin,
Okay.
Cumberland sausages, and all that gravy in there.
That sounds like a treat. That sounds like page 84 of a Jamie Oliver book.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So, and we're there's going to be a little link in the show notes. You can click listener, dear listener, and tell us what you're having for your tea. It's only a minute long on that link, so you can't ramble. Tell us what you're having for that night for your tea, and we'll put them on the start of the show. Anyway,
Ah.
that's what we're going to do.
And if it's your own recipe, maybe, oh, how long have they got? A minute to talk
A
about it? I'm
minute,
just going to say,
talk
give us the
fast.
ingredients. Yeah, talk fast. Tell us your method, how to make it.
Yeah. So, with that being said, mate, let's get on with the show.
Let's get on with the show, baby.
Right. So, I just, right. First of all, I don't know if you listened to the last episode, walking down Derby Lane or Derby something or other in Liverpool. I want the listeners to send in voice messages to the email address. Everybody's got one podcast@gmail.com of their grandparents, nice memories of their grandparents, and one song that reminds that person of the grandparents. Mine could be Paint Your Wagon, for example,
Yeah.
but Mine is like the cannon. I've stuck Cannonball in on the last episode. I said it was Cannonball, but I haven't spoke. So what we'll do is we'll open the show talking about our grandparents and our two songs. And this is a future episode. It might go out on Christmas Day or something. What's more loving than your grandparents on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I mean, straight away, I can't think of a song that takes me back to my nan and granddad. They either set me dad's mum and dad or my mum's mum and dad. But when I think about my nan and granddad on my mum's side, I'll just give you a little taster. Taster. You'll know what I mean now. I've drank my nan's wee. Now, that's all I'm saying.
Whoa. Stinky Sunday dinner, da.
Okay, so I'll just leave you that thought. And when we're doing the episode properly, there you go. I've drunk my grand's and wee.
So we'll open the episode and then we'll basically just play the voicemails that we get. Your memories of your grandparents and a song. So, and the song might not be from your grandparents. Maybe it's like from the era. If it's like yourself and there's not a specific song. But, you know, so that we'll leave you with that. But today's episode, right, I just thought it would be dead nice. Because we used to do a lot of these just to reminisce about the times we spent at the car boot sales.
Yeah.
You know.
It was good times. It was just an empty house thing. It was normally coming up to Christmas. So when the kids were young and you always got a shed full of toys, brand new toys at Christmas, off yourselves, off your parents, off aunties and uncles and everything. So it was the declutter exercise.
Yeah, and going right back, because there is an episode recorded live at Jallon Street Car Park, which is Jallon Way, which is no longer with us. It's been knocked down, apparently. But going right back, our first car boot sale was on Walton Hospital, if you remember.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And you had just... This is the piece de resistance of car booth, because we had all our CD collections were there. Maybe some of our vinyl was there. But what did you have under your table? Because what had you found in your loft when you moved into your house?
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yes. God, was that the first one?
Yeah.
Was that the Walton Hospital? Yeah. So, so it was 96 we moved into our house.
Yeah.
And I went up into the loft and I was putting stuff up into the loft. The loft space had already been boarded. Had it been boarded? Yeah, the main middle part had been boarded, but the outsides under the rafters, if you like, was still just the, what's it called? The insulation. Insulation. So I was putting stuff up there, storage, and I noticed in the far corner, so it's like in the shadows, a little lump under the insulation. Ooh, so crawled over,
also
opened it up, and there's a couple of carrier bags. Oh, it's here. Gets them, pulls them into the light, and it was, I think it was, must have been 20 or 30 porno videos.
But all proper. Like the ones off the video, like off the front of the magazines.
Yeah, not pirated, proper retail ones.
Yeah, and it like bends over and all that.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So I remember because we had our decorating table like you do, and you'd have it all set up. I mean, the worst thing is when you get there. I mean, we'll go back to the videos in a minute, but the worst thing is when you get there and it's dark.
Yeah.
And we didn't have The Walking Dead back then, but this is what it was like. All you seen was figures moving in the darkness. Especially in these ones where it was open air, not Jallon Street, figures in the darkness. And then they were all conscious of like saving their battery. And then as they got approached the car, they'd turn their fucking lights on and they'd have torches, spotlight torches, and they'd hold them like that. Or they'd have them fucking sellotape to their ass.
Yeah.
And they'd be right in the booth, diving right in the booth of the car.
Yeah. Do you remember the time? Because we went in separate cars. We were always like, you were in your car, I was in mine. So we were like, I was in front of you or you were in front of me. And then we got to our spot. So we get the spot next to each other. I remember a time where you literally just put your brake on and then someone opened your boot. It was just someone was running around in your boot.
Yeah. And it would be like, how much you want for this, mate? And what they're doing is they're catching you with your pants down. And they've just picked up, I don't know, fucking Indiana Jones, fucking Temple of Doom, fucking Chalice of Eternal Life. That's priceless. And you want 7 quid for it. And he goes, I'll give you two. Like that. Or it'd be something like a radio alarm clock, for example.
Yeah.
And in your head, oh yeah, I don't use that, I'll get rid of that. And it'll be what? I want 3 quid for it. And this prick would go in and go, 3 quid? I'll give you the quid. And you'll go, no, fuck off. And then just at the very end, it's still on the table.
Yeah.
And he'd come back.
All smug. Told you wouldn't fucking sell that.
Told you. And then he'd go, I'll give you 50p. And you said a quid. Still there though, innit? And you'd literally let it go. And you want
so when do you reckon, when do you reckon we started going? 97?
Well, I don't know how long you kept your mucky videos for. But so you must have wanted to get them out the house and get rid of them.
Yeah. Because
we were selling a lot of videos as well.
That's right, yeah. So see, the thing was as well that the people we bought the house off, the fella, there was a man and woman. But the man used to date one of our friends, so we knew.
Oh.
So it was like, oh, do we tell Sharon that he's built into all these dirty videos? We never did. But yeah, it was a case of let's get rid of these as quick as I can. I told Shell. Shell wanted about the house. Shell wants me to bin them. Said, no, there's money in them. I'll just bin them.
So I remember so the if fella.
So if it was sort of 96, 97, 98, see, eBay had only just started, and so people were still doing big boots, car boot was still massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was still massive. Is, though, I mean.
No, eBay's took a lot of it, hasn't it?
Yeah. And all that money, Freeble or whatever it's called, Freeble.
Well, you're saying there about how they used to come as soon as you pulled up, all the other stallholders trying to catch with your pants down. My biggest ever regret, still to this day, is selling all my LP collection to that fella who just came up straight at the start. Had them all in a cardboard box. Must have been over 100 albums because the iPod and everything, not everything was media. Everyone was streaming. Not streaming. Oh, MP3. So I thought, what do we need LPs for? Got my CDs. Got MP3. So he goes through them all, going through all my LPs. Yeah, you're not going to get rid of these, mate. See these in every store. Every store's got at least one or two of these. I've got duplicates. Tell you what, I'll take them off your hands for 50 quid. And because you're so het up trying to get your store set up before the punters come in, everyone's in your car. You're looking left and right, thinking people are swiping all your stuff, walking away. Yeah, go ahead. So my whole, half of my record collection went for 50 quid.
And the thing is, when I hear I'm on my stall and I hear that you've just sold something for 50 quid, then panic sets in then because I haven't sold anything yet.
Yeah.
So then I've got to then try and step up my game to sell my stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I have always just give me stuff away. I used to take a car full of stuff, 100 items, and I'd make 100 quid, pound an item. And
I used to be sick. I used to be in the store next to you watching you, and I was throwing up in my mouth. You were selling stuff, and I was I don't have that. I was doing for that, love. I'll just give us a quid. And I go, Craig, I'll have that.
And the problem is, I'd just give it you. If you'd have wanted it, I'd just give it you. But it's this weird car boot like thing. I mean, the pornos. I remember the man coming up.
Yeah, yeah. He was looking at videos, but he was looking at the 18. He was looking at the 18 DVDs, one of them, and videos. So you knew the character he was. He was looking, like, I think we had Porky's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the sorts of, like, them sorts of movies. And he was going for all them. I'll have that, I'll have that, I'll have that. And I think you said, Do you want anything a little bit harder than that, mate? He's got a few under the table there. What do you mean?
And he bought
so
the lot.
Tilted the bag towards him. He looked in. How much do you want?
He wanked himself
Name
to death.
Your price. Name your price.
I mean, I'm talking about wanking. Do you remember when I sold all of Coffin Karen's clothes for her because she was having a baby?
Yeah.
And I had a clothes rail, and she had fucking clothes that were worth hundreds of pounds, and I'm selling them for fiver. And I was trying to get, because on that car boot sale, I was selling everything of hers, and I was helping her, and I was giving her the money and all that. And this clothes rail went down, went down, went down, until towards the very end, there was a black lace basque. Do you remember?
Yes, I know what story's coming now.
And this little owl fella in a flat cap, like typical dirty owl man, come up and was like looking at it and all this. And I was like, oh, mate, you're interested. Like that. And he's holding it and he's rubbing it on his face and all this, and he's smelling it. And I got a picture of it up, and I went, yeah, there's Coffin Karen there, mate. How much do you want for it? And £2, and he fucking took it. And to this day, he was found dead in his armchair, wearing that basque with his cock in his hand.
He was a dirty old bastard, wasn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. And then, do you remember when we were at Walton and the stalls opposite got raided? Were you with me on that one?
No.
Because I did do it a few times on my own as well, but I'm sure you were. But it was the summer and all that. And you'd have them mega stalls, wouldn't you? Big fucking mega stall where it would be like a van. And he'd have tables right the way around the side of the van, right around the front, and then right down the other side. And they were all full of pirate DVDs,
oh, yeah.
Pirate video games, pirate CDs. And we're all there. And you'd go over and you'd have a look and you'd be like that, giving, I'll get some of them later.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these coppers, plain clothed and then uniform, just burst out of everywhere and raided them. Don't you remember it? And they pushed the tables flying and just legged it. Don't you?
No, can't
it was
remember
it was literally like the line of duty.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wasn't there, but I just can't remember.
It was boss because all the tables, you get friendly with the people around you, don't you? And they'll come and give a cursory glance over your, and they'll go and then they'll go, how much you want for that? And they'll buy something off your stall, and you'll go to their stall and you go, oh, that's all you do, isn't it? And it's like your best mate, aren't you, for that little bit. And then the car boot that we did Prenton Park a few times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was another
ground, yeah.
Yeah, another open air one in the car park. And that was another fucking
that
was one
bucket,
was,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Cumbucket.
Remind me of Cumbucket, because as soon as you've said that, it's a memory that's just come back into my head that I've forgotten about.
Was it? I don't know. I remember the name.
Was it a fella walking around with a bucket?
It was a little disabled fella. Carrying a bucket to come for some reason. Obviously, we
embellished.
We embellished what he was carrying. Was it payments? Payment by cum or something? Oh, the fucking stories we came up with.
Well, didn't he have the bucket and you had to pay for your stall by throwing the money into the bucket or something? And
it was something, it was something like that. I just remember the name cum bucket. As soon as you said Prenton Park, that's the first thing that came to my head.
And in my head, yeah, he was walking around so we could all spunk in the bucket.
Yeah, that's in your perverted head, yeah.
Yeah. And
here
then,
comes cum bucket.
But that was another one that was brutally ruthless, that car boot sale.
Oh, they smell blood. They smell new blood, don't they?
Yeah.
So as soon as you pull in, it's like, you know, never seen that car before. there's new blood, let's get over there.
Yeah.
Because they know you're flustered. You know you're flustered. You get there and you get a certain amount of time to set up your stall, get everything sorted before they open the doors and let all the punters come in. And then all the punters are just filing through.
Yeah. And like it attracts... I mean, there's a level of society now, especially without getting political, but being political in this Tory climate of the underclass that they're not working class. They're not even fucking anything. And that is where these people are going to shop for their children or their grandchildren's Christmas presents and stuff like that, because that's all they can afford. These poor, and I've always had that in the back of my head. That's why I'm not too bothered about making the money. But there was also the mercenaries in there who are the scalpers. Literally, we work with some in our place, not mentioning any names, who go up to the car boot sales religiously.
Go through what's worth money on eBay.
Yeah, go through people's clothes on the stall, give them a semi-reasonable price for them, knowing that when they get home, they'll quadruple it 10 times on eBay, stuff like that. And they, you know, moving on to Jallon Street car park, which ended up being our home for, I mean, we only did it twice a year maybe, but it was the same faces.
That was the preferred one, wasn't it? Because it was all undercover. It was a multi-story car park, so it was the only undercover one we went to.
And I think at the start they used to come and take your money, and then it went online because there must have been a load of robbing going on. You know, the fellas going around taking the money must have been having their cut and all that type of stuff. So it went online, as everything has done now. And so you had to book your slot, and you'd get there and you'd be queuing up in the darkness to get into the car park. And people would still try, other sellers would come looking around, and there was always one who turns out to be a distant relative, not of me or the sister-in-law, like her uncle or something.
Yeah.
And he was notorious because he was there and he'd hold court. And he was a fucking con artist and a head worker and a fucking little rat. And he'd go up and down your cars, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
With this pretend limp, like he was a fucking disabled person. So the pity fuck.
Yeah.
And just as, you know, I don't suppose you've got a remote control for the Samsung Celli circa 2008, have you? And he'd be going, no, like that. And he'd be going, he'd shining in the back of your car, and then he'd go, wah, and fucking march off to the next car.
The best two characters of Shallon Street, though, has got to be the dentist.
The dentist.
And did we give the old little fella a name? The one used to come and, because I had quite a lot of LPs.
Yeah.
It's just come and go through every single one where you take them out and look at them, examine them, make sure they weren't scratched, and then put them back. How much is this? Pound.
Okay.
Then he'd look at another one. How much is this one? Pound.
Okay.
Go through with it. How much is this one? Pound. Open it up and have a look. And he'd walk away, not by nothing.
But what would he do? Would he squeeze you or punch you?
Punch?
It was a punch, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a how would you describe him? He wasn't all there, was he?
No, he wanted you to... Did he want you to punch him? Or did he want you to punch... He wanted to punch you?
I think he wanted you to punch him. I've got a photo somewhere of him round the back of you trying to bum you.
He's literally on.
He's got his arms behind you.
Yeah.
Pounding from the back.
Well, do you remember I was selling one of the kids' bikes? Fucking stabilizers on and everything.
Yeah.
And he'd get on it.
He had to go.
And this is a man in this. I mean, oh, God love him, right? He's not all there, not the full shilling. But he's in his late 50s.
Yeah.
And he's on a toddler's bike with Hannah Montana or something on it. And he'd get on it, and he'd wheel it forward, like that, and then he'd pull the brakes, and then he'd reverse it, and then he'd go again, and then he'd pull the brakes. And in the end, I had to fucking say, get off the fucking bike, will you?
He's having a great time.
And he was like a scolded child. But then he'd come up and go, and he always knew you.
Yeah.
Even though we only did 2 a year, he knew us.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew you had the LPs, and he knew I had Boss gear, like kids stuff and that. But he'd just come and play with stuff or look at your CDs, and then you would hear the murmurings. He's here. He's here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And this fucking, I mean, he was a big fella, like tall, and he'd just come in, wouldn't he?
Just ranting, wasn't he? Just walking,
just fucking ranting like a maniac. And then the whisper would follow him. Do you say he used to be a dentist?
Something happened. What was it? He fell down the stairs or something? What was
like the story?
Did he fall down the stairs and lost his mind? And now he's turned as this weirdo that just walks around.
Yeah. And it was just like, it's the same. Because you'd never be very rarely, you'd be with my sister-in-law's uncle. He was there all the time. He was a little scumbag. So you knew him. You knew the little lad or the little fella. And then you'd always be, and it was always opposite you. There'd be two birds, wouldn't there? Two Judies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd sit there sniggering at me and you.
Your charm offensive would come out.
Yeah, giving it to bifters, and they'd elbow each other like that. All that stuff. I mean, I need to go and find a photograph of me with me shoes on my knees looking like a midget.
Oh, yeah. I took Becca's Hannah Montana wig, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you put it on and it went on your knees, so you looked like a little Hannah Montana.
A little midget. Can't say that. A little person.
They were the characters there. And like you say, every time we went, he turned up. And then towards the end, the dentist wasn't there for a couple of times, was he? And it went round and it died. the dentist is dead.
And then he come back, just a bit skinnier.
Well, they flattened that car park, haven't they?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. But there was always, like, there was two sisters, two, like, the fat slags. And they'd walk around. He'd have the grandkids with them. Yeah. And, like, they'd come and they'd go over everything and they'd be going, they'd elbow each other and they'd have a bifter and all that. And it was no smoker, but no one gave a shit and they'd be smoking. And the little grandkids, just dirty, snot coming out of the noses, and they're going through all your stuff. And they'd be going, no, you're not having that. You had that last time. You've got one of them. Like that. And he never, ever bought nothing, but they'd stop. They'd have a gab. And it'd be the same, all right, girl, how are you? I'd be selling sand to the Arabs, and she'd end up buying fucking loads of gear off me.
Yeah.
And it was just good times.
Both of our ethos was to get rid of crap from the house. Last year's toys from the kids and all that. Make room for this year's toys. But your ethos was always, get rid of it, pack up and go home.
Yeah.
And my ethos was, no, it's worth a fucking fiver. I want a fiver.
You pack stuff back up.
So I'd take half the stuff home with me because I wouldn't budge. How much do I want for this, love? Yeah, just give us a fiver. Oh, I'll give you £2. No, give us a fiver. £3? Like, no, a fiver.
The Southport, I don't know how I had it. I don't know if somebody had give it to me or whatever, but it's at the car boot sale. The Southport Air Show brochure from like 1998 or something. Again, can't remember. How much you want for that, love? Oh, just 20p. Will you take 15?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And she was only a little old woman. And I was like, because by the end, you're fucking up to here with it. And you're like, fuck off. No. And like, she paid 20p for it, walked away crying. But do you remember, because you would always rather piss your pants than let me mind your stalls. Because of this, remember the CD collection? That was at Walton, that was at Walton.
Yeah. Yeah.
All your NXS, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell, yeah. I went to the toilets and you go, oh, I've sold you some of your CDs. Oh, right, how much? What was it? Fucking next to nothing.
I'd sold, it might have been 10 albums, and I got a fiver for them, so 50p each.
Yeah.
And you were made up. but you were also crestfallen.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was me. I don't know any INXS albums. That was me INXS album. And I was like, yeah, but it was at the car boot sale, so you wanted to sell it. But I wanted a quid for it. And I just fucking sold a load. So you'd always give me strict instructions after that.
Right, I'm going to the toilets. I want £1 for that, £2 for that, £4 for that.
Yeah.
And remember when
go on.
The Xbox games?
Yeah.
I had a few Xbox games. And these lads would go, picked them up and they were looking. Nah, we'll leave it, mate, need it. And then like 30 seconds later, I just, for some reason, I thought, let's have a look. I opened the case, they took the fucking disc out of it and left the case.
Robbed it.
I think it was Halo. My Xbox Halo. Bastards.
Why would you do that? Well, you just would. Because I used to shoplift. It's just what you do, innit?
I remember a time where you brought a load of Kerry's perfumes that she didn't particularly like. They only had like a couple of sprays out of. And they were all top brand stuff, weren't they? They were like expensive stuff.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't know, right? Some of them were off Coffer Karen. So her mother-in-law, who she doesn't like, gives her perfume every fucking birthday. And it's like a £200 bottle of perfume. Gives it to Coffin Karen. Coffin Karen doesn't like it. So just gives it to Kerry. Kerry doesn't know it's a £200 bottle of perfume. She just thinks it's a bottle of perfume. So on that day specifically, I must have took about 10 or 12 bottles of perfume.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And I didn't know that they were fucking worth a fortune. I just thought it was like, who's that, Jean-Paul Gaultier or whatever? Because I don't know.
Yeah, well, I knew because there was a couple there that Michelle likes, and I knew they were expensive because obviously when Michelle says, oh, get me that for Christmas, I know how much it was. So when I saw them, I didn't say nothing because they'd been used, and I thought, well, I can't buy them off you and give them to Michelle. Yeah, I bought you some secondhand perfume. So I didn't ask you about them because I thought, you must be asking for, I don't know, 40, 50 quid for them or whatever, which is still a boss price. But you fucking let him go for about a fiver, didn't you?
He bought, she was a scalper. So you know a scalper because they've got a big hold all on the shoulder.
Mm.
So she's a seller from another stall somewhere.
Yeah.
And she come and I was selling them to her and she took all of them. I think she did take all, like a fiver a bottle.
Yeah,
and she held up every single bottle and she went out where she looked through it, she shone a light through it and everything like that. And some of them just had not been used. And then some of them had maybe a quarter had gone out the bottle.
Yeah.
I'm not paying a fiver for that. It's got a quarter out the bottle. And I was going to a girl, you know, and I know, and I didn't know that's a £50 bottle of perfume. That might well have been a £200 bottle of perfume.
And she's going, you don't know it's a £200 bottle of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So literally, she'd give me a fiver for the lot of them, for each bottle. And I made like 50 quid or whatever. But then, and off she went. And then you go later and you see them all on her fucking stall. And you're like, because some people were full-time sellers, basically, literally just selling. Yeah. All the time, going to all of...
Because I remember that instance with the perfume because obviously I'd clocked them. And then obviously I'm selling my stuff on my stall. And I glanced over and said, oh, did you sell your perfumes? What did they go for? Oh, yeah, five at each. Like,
what? Yeah.
Really? Fucking hell. But you would always get rid of it quick.
Yeah. There was one famous car boot sale where we always took a flask each and a few little nibbles, and we'd always end up getting a bacon and egg butty or whatever, but we'd have our, you know, to get us through that early morning black coffee, whatever. And I literally, there was one famous car boot sale where I sold the decorating table and the flask.
And
I said to the girl, look, the flask stinks of coffee because I've just had some coffee. And she was like, that's okay.
It was another stall holder, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The girl next, the stall holder next to us or opposite?
It might have been, yeah, something like
I'm
that.
I'm sure it was, yeah. Because you'd literally sold everything and I still had half my stuff left. Did I give you the challenge to sell your table or something? I said, fuck, I've sold everything but your table. Yeah, well, yeah. Anybody want a table? And then we made the joke about all you've got left is your flask.
Yeah.
And then you, I think I'm sorry you said the girls opposite or the side of us. I don't suppose you want a flask. And she goes, well, actually, I'm an, I do actually want one, yeah. Yeah, give us a
that's
quid.
Yaddy.
Boom.
Yeah.
So you literally sold everything. And I packed up my car and took everything back home.
There was a Christmas Day release of this podcast called Challenge Street or Challenge Way that we put out. And that was us. That was the story of the day. And I go back and listen to that because you can hear the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't listened to it for a couple of years, but because we're recording this now, I will. I don't think, do you think you've got a car boot sale in you?
Yeah, definitely. I've got stuff for the loft now that obviously they've brought back from previous car boot sales, though I'm not getting rid of it. I'll take it to the next car boot sale.
Oh, because Coffin Karen always says to me, and I'm like, I'd rather go to work on the Sunday and earn the money, because you're earning, you know, I would come away from a car boot sale with anything between 80 to 120 quid.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Car full of stuff, no matter what's that. I've took my little red car full, come away with 100. I've took my big car full, come away with 100.
But you've overtook quality stuff. Even though you've sold it cheap, you've took quality. You've took like top branded toys that haven't even been opened. From like the kids' birthdays and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think I'd struggle now to fill a car. Because when you move out, we put a lot of stuff in the skip just so that we didn't have to.
Yeah.
So you've got to generate another fresh load of shit. And wifey doesn't like art or like anything on the walls, or she's very, very like weird in that respect. So there's nothing really that jumps out. I don't know. I'm looking at stuff now thinking, could I get a quid for that?
You'd have to buy a new pasting table first.
No, well, I've got one, haven't I? Because I've went and sold that one, the wooden one, which wooden ones are shit, people. Always get a plastic one.
Yeah, yeah.
Innit? Because that is just...
Because did you get the same one as me in the end? I've got a Rolls-Royce pasting table where it's all blow-moulded.
Mine's never been used for pasting. We had Christmas dinner on it one year. In lockdown. So, well, should we wind it up?
Is that everything we want to talk about, the car boot sales?
Well, have you got anything else that jumps out?
No, I mean, my main recollection of the car boot sales was being brokenhearted, losing all my record collection.
But we just laughed, didn't we? We literally, it was the bants. You're bouncing off each other.
The start, the first half an hour or so was dead stressful, getting in there, getting it all set up, trying to fight off all the knobheads, trying to get all your best stuff and next to nothing. And then it was just a laugh.
The one at Walton, towards the end when people were just wanting to go, because, and then the scalpers, like the opportunists would come round with, I'll give you 5p for that, I'll give you, and you would just go, yeah, get it. But do you remember the mountain? There used to be a mountain of stuff that people just used to throw. Yeah. And there was people inside the mountain.
Yeah.
Rooting through stuff.
Yeah, people who didn't want to take stuff home would just leave it there, wouldn't they, on a certain place. And there was all proper skanks just going through it all, trying to get the stuff for free.
Getting a three-wheeled fucking pram. I mean, and like I say, we're not skitting them, but day where there is this society's broken. No one should have to go to a car boot sale to fucking... You should be going to look for antiques and stuff, not for stuff for your kids' Christmas.
Remember my gatefold table that I took it and thought, I'll get 30 quid for that easy. And people looking at it kept going, oh, yeah, they're putting the wings up and everything, making sure it all worked. Oh, yeah, it's really nice that. We might come back. Loads of interest. Nobody came back. So I put it down to 25 quid. Loads more interest. No, put it down to 20. End up putting it down to £1. And it still fucking didn't go. People looking at it, what's wrong with it for £1? Nothing. I just don't want to take it home. And I ended up leaving it.
Oh.
I put it in the back of the car as though I was going to put it in the boot and then just drove away.
Fucking hell. And on that note, shall we drive away with a little song?
Yes. Let's sing.
Oh, it will be us eventually, soon. Okay.
We're planning it.
Yeah.
You've got that treat to come.
Oh, mate, it's going to be boss. So I won't say cue the music because we don't say that on this one. Let's just go and sing a song. I don't know what to say.
Rock on, Tommy.
Oh, don't make me cry.
Laugh me a laugh, grin me a grin, and then I know that we can win. Dance me a dance, joke me a joke, and blow the clouds away. You gotta play me a tune, or sing me a song, and we can help push life along. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay. Open the door, open your heart, and then we've got somewhere to start. Just turn around, look what we found, today's a brand new day. You gotta run with me now, I'll show you how. The world is waiting, take a bow. Show them it's you, what you can do, together we two. Just get up and spread your wings, follow me through into the sun, and we can smile at everyone. You gotta join in with me, then we are free. It isn't hard to do. I said life is a song, so just sing along, and then we know.